Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist and author of 4 books and a 5th book coming, Decision Making Mastery, hopefully to help people make better decisions in 2021. That would be a good thing. So welcome to today's episode of the Life Masterclass podcast, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali as I look out over my balcony. Beautiful day outside. However, we're coming into firecracker season, so you may hear some firecrackers going off, and firecrackers aren't reserved for nighttime. There's noise happening through the day as people set off their crackers, so you might hear that. Today I'm going to talk about, and I've been threatening to talk about this for a little while, I'm going to talk about meditation. Such a beautiful thing, and one of the things, I've got the Life Masterclass coming up this weekend in 2 days as I record this. In the Life Masterclass, we're going to go much deeper into the practice of meditation, the understanding of meditation, and I will be taking everyone through a number of guided meditation practices so people get the experience from the inside out. So if you want to join that, link down below, and I'll talk more about the Life Masterclass at the end of this, because the Life Masterclass workshop is the culmination of all of these tips, tools and strategies that I share with you as I help you raise your level of happiness, vitality, vibrancy, success, abundance, whatever else you want to put into that mix. So the Life Masterclass is about that, about this full immersive experience. And one of the key pillars of it is meditation. And I think for myself, I've worked for other people up until 2007, so since 2007, working by myself, creating different businesses, being involved in different businesses. And I like to think that my daily practice of meditation, which I've been doing now for a solid 10 years, has been one of the things that has allowed me to navigate my way through the challenges of running your own business and having things work and things fail and things crash and burn, and also the ability to manage traumatic experiences or global crises, something like that. The ability to manage all of those things, I put squarely on the shoulders of this meditative practice that I've committed to daily for the last 10 years. What it's allowed me to do, I think it increases, this is me talking of my specific experience, and then there's a lot of research that supports these ideas as byproducts of a meditative practice. So for me, it's allowed me to become more focused, to be able to become less distracted by things around me. And this is one of the keys to success, our ability to single point of focus on the particular task we're on. And the second piece is being able to block stuff out. So some people might be able to focus, but easy distracted. Other people might be able to block that out, but can't sort of narrow their focus. So I think the practice of meditation has allowed me to get better at focusing right here, right now, on this conversation with you, and blocking out the distraction of firecrackers, and there's some construction work going on over there as well. So removing those things and staying focused here. It's definitely given me the ability to have more equanimity, so more sense of calm when things are disruptive around me. It gives me the ability to move through challenges quicker. So I have a lot more resilience. I've become more anti-fragile as a result of that. I sort of say it bulletproofs me as well. It creates this buffer zone around me. And because I do that meditative practice, I have the ability for when something negative, inverted commas, comes my way, it sort of comes through this force field that's created around me, and it slows down, and it sort of gives me time to actually see it. So I become more aware of what's coming. I believe my meditation practices has allowed me to have a greater sense of periphery vision. So I've actually got a broader perspective of the things that are happening around me. I believe the meditative practices made me more calm and made me more aligned with the flow of life. So I feel that life flows more through me. So it flows to me, through me, and from me. I feel like I'm in this river of life, and I'm sort of more in flow with it as a result of this meditative practice. I don't feel like I'm swimming against the tide. I feel that as a result of my meditative practice, I had so much more synchronicity coming my way. It seemed like I was plugged into, and truly plugged into, this unified quantum field that everything exists within. And I feel like I would have a thought about something and suddenly something would be manifest in my life. I might be thinking about, I would like to work with a client in this particular area on this particular thing, and suddenly I get an email from a client that just randomly found me and, you know, fulfills that particular criteria that I had in mind. So I have no doubts as a result of this meditative practice, I've become better and better at manifesting things in my life, causing events to steer in the direction I go. So again, for me, this meditative practice puts me at the opposite end of the spectrum from a reactive state of being, a survival emotional state. And when I'm doing these meditative practices, allow me to move and groove through life with more ease and grace. So probably one of the key things when I take people through the Life Masterclass, and as I do it over the course of a weekend, the thing I really want to drive into them is to start committing to a daily meditative practice. I have a 30-day program which is called Ignite Your Inner Greatness. And again, I want people to get in the habit of doing this meditative practice. And I say, if you take nothing away from that 30 days, but the commitment to a meditative practice, which allows you a greater sense of conscious awareness, it will increase the destiny you create in your life because you're going to have this greater sense of perspective. So that's one of the key things. So survival, if we're in survival mode, we go super, super point specific. You know, we're looking at life through a toilet roll, trying to solve problems. All right, for little problems in the moment, but not the bigger problems, not with something that's got a bit more complexity to it. We need this higher level of consciousness. We don't want to be in a survival state. So these meditation practices allow us to be more in these elevated states and allow us to access into those elevated states. Now, I still get pissed off at times. I still get frustrated. I still get angry. I still have those emotions going. But again, my meditation practice and my focus on this thing of elevating my level of consciousness allows me to snap out of that much quicker. So instead of being in those states for extended period of time, hours, days, weeks, you know, I'm in those experiences briefly and I can catch myself out. You know, I come in that angry state. Is that angry state serving me? Is there something that's trying to tell me? Is there something I'm trying to work through? And again, I have the ability to observe without judgment as a result of doing this meditative practice. So am I convincing you of the benefit of doing this meditative work? And there's lots of different meditation practices. Reading a book, The Relaxation Response, I forget the author's name in this moment, but talked about 12 to 15 minutes when there's measurable benefits, like genes start to upregulate, different genes start to deregulate. So a lot of physiological benefits within that space of time. But I'm not quite so stuck on the idea that it needs to be at least 12 to 15 minutes for you to get benefit from it. I'm of the belief that once you get in the commitment of showing up, if you close your eyes down for just 2 minutes, that's a positive experience for you because you've closed your eyes down. You've reduced the amount of input that's coming in visually, so your brain's been able to like wind down a little bit. So you're giving your brain a rest in that particular place and space. So again, it doesn't have to be... Herbert Benson is the name of the author of that book, Dr. Herbert Benson. So it doesn't have to be that 12 to 15 minutes to get the physiological benefits of it. It's any period of time for me. And as you sit in meditation, and I was doing a meditation up in Ubud in Bali the other day in this beautiful landscape, and I just sat there and I just didn't want to stop having the experience of taking my attention in and just sitting there in this deep space of calm and peace. And like, so I just extended it. I didn't have to force the extension of that meditation. What you'll find is you'll actually start enjoying this process. Don't get too caught up on the idea of, yeah, I've been meditating now for 2 weeks and I still can't stop the monkey mind. I've been meditating for 10 years plus and I still have the monkey mind show up where my thoughts like run over in those directions and I pull it back in and connect to this expansive nature, I connect to my breath. And that's one of the best anchors that we can have when it comes to meditation. So this, you know, this presentation now where I'm talking about meditation is less about the specific practical pieces of it. It's more about talking about the importance of stepping into it. It might be that if you want to go more practical on this, reach out to me. It might be that you join me for the Life Masterclass if you want to get more practical on this. It might be that you work with me personally to get more practical on this, or you find that meditation teacher that's in your local area that can actually take you through that. And maybe you try a few different things. And I listen to a different number of guided meditations over time. Joe Dispenza is one of my favorites, and he's gone deep dive on this. So I even recommend reading his books, which will go deeper on this meditative experience and the benefits. And, you know, he'll go deeper again on the physiological benefits and even the impacts at a quantum level as well. So continue to take your attention into this. And I think it is really a game changer for us to ensure that when a disruptive experience happens, for instance, this 2020 coronavirus show, when that experience happens, if we're doing these meditative practices, if we've got this high level of consciousness, it allows us to stay more able and more able to connect to and use and utilize the frontal cortex, the frontal lobes of our brain. When we're in a survival state, we drop down into the lower parts of our brain. So we want to be able to access these frontal cortex, which allows us to see the bigger picture, which allows us to measure consequences of our actions, which allows us to discern at a greater level as to whether that information makes sense. The other thing with this meditation practice, it allows us to drop in deeper to understand the wisdom of the inner landscape. So my meditation practice allows me to stay calm. So when a piece of information comes up, when someone shares a narrative with me, I've got a greater sense of discernment as to whether that feels right or not, whether that feels like truth with a capital T or truth with a baby T and maybe not even truth. So again, through 2020, I've been able to discern more fully as to whether something feels like a truth with a capital T or whether it's a self-serving agenda. And I attribute that to these meditation practices that allow me this level of conscious awareness, expanded mind, and out of a survival state to see the bigger picture. So again, I strongly encourage you to start a meditation practice or start a mindfulness practice, whether that's with myself through the Life Masterclass experience or working with me one-on-one, or whether that's finding that meditation or mindfulness person that's in your local area. I think it's one of the most worthy goals you can add to your list of goals. Working on increasing your level of consciousness through these practices is something that's going to serve you until you take your very last breath. So there you go. Are you convinced of meditating on a daily basis? If not, I don't know what else I can say. I think I've lined up some pretty awesome stuff there as to why it's so beneficial for you in so many different ways. So I've run out of ideas for now. I'm sure more will come to mind. So I hope you take something away from that. And the takeaway from that is commit to, for the next 7 days, showing up to meditate. And I recommend doing it in the same place at the same time, in the same way each day. I get up in the morning, I go through a couple of practices, and then I go for my meditation. I sit down on this same seat that I sit down here. I go through the same practice every day, and I just close my eyes and go into that. So get in the habit of showing up. So for 7 days, show up to do this thing called meditation or mindfulness, where you sit down, close your eyes and focus on your breath and sit there with your eyes closed, focusing on your breath for as long as you feel comfortable with. And when you decide that you've had enough, open your eyes up, give yourself a tick in the box, give yourself a pat on the back, and then go on about your day feeling, you know, wonderfully good about yourself for doing this act of self-love for yourself. And then the next day, show up, same thing again, get in the habit of showing up. Make sure it sort of ties in with your habits. So you've got that trigger happening, then you've stepped into it, meditation, same time, same place, and start building this practice in. And I can assure you, you don't see it in the immediate short term, but over a period of time, you'll start to notice, I'm normally more reactive in that particular experience. Something's shifted, something's changed. That's what you'll experience, that's what you'll notice. The way you show up is different from the way you showed up before. I can guarantee it. So that's all I have to say on the matter. I had a fair bit to say on the matter, but that's all for now. I think I've made my point. I look forward to you joining me as a daily regular meditator and raising the level of our consciousness, and that raises the level of the consciousness of everyone around us. It influences the field around us. So on that note, have an absolutely fantastic day. Before I go, so Life Masterclass 27 to 29, join me. I have a number of Q&A coaching sessions over the course of the weekend, plus the two following weeks after that. You've got access to this program for 365 days, so you don't have to do the whole thing over the weekend. You can just show up for the conversations you want to be there for and work your way through the content. You've got that... you've got a money-back guarantee on that, so if it doesn't fit with what I've said it's going to be, I'll give you money back on that, so no risk from that perspective. I've added a number of bonus presentations in. There's a presentation on increasing your productivity, decision-making mastery. There's presentations in there on relationships. There's presentations in there on... I'm trying to think of the other topic I just added in recently, but I can't think of it. Doesn't come to mind. There's a whole bunch of great stuff in there. So I'd love for you to join me, a chance for me to share everything that I've learned over the last 51 and more particularly the last 20 years. So it would be fantastic for you to join us for that. Otherwise, if I don't see you this weekend, have an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours. All the very best and take care.